good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have the latest on all of your agricultural markets for today, coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The founder of GoBob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it, because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Well, cash cattle trade dead quiet today with starter bids tough to find. Asking prices noted here and there, but significant trade volume probably going to be postponed until later this week, Thursday or Friday. According to the midday report, the national hog base is 80 cents higher compared with that of the prior day's settlement. Corn futures generally 2 cents higher today, but modestly boosted by short covering and light volume. The Dow Jones is 134 points higher, NASDAQ positive by 25. In live cattle, futures were moderately lower near the top of the noon hour, with trade once again choosing to ignore the status of feedlot prices. Losses range from 15 to 32 points, checked by follow-through selling and long liquidation. Beef cutouts lower today as well, off about 7 cents. Feeder cattle were moderately lower today following the defensive lead of live futures. The market also drooping thanks to a lack of buying interest right before the release of the annual cattle inventory schedule for the afternoon, which was at 2 o'clock. Needless to say, confirmation of greater herd expansion could weigh heavily upon feeder prices as feedlots lean into greater calf and yearling numbers in search of more attractive feeding margins. Grain futures were mixed today, but tried to rebound after Monday's losses. End-of-the-month position squaring also came into play as outside markets regrouped from a volatile start of the week. Corn prices a little higher today following a choppy overnight session. March futures broke support at the line drawn off of lows for the past month, but held its 50-day moving average. Soybeans a little higher too, with fairly steady buying noted after March futures held yesterday's lows overnight. The nearby plunged through multiple layers of support yesterday, with the next downside targets at around $10 if the bottom doesn't hold. Wheat prices, though, were mostly a little lower after attempts to firm overnight ran out of gas. March winter wheat futures battled to hold 50-day moving averages while Minneapolis hovered above Monday's $5.50 low. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.